Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. In 2.5 weeks, Astoria, Oregon will be full of Goonies, Goonie fans. Why is this important? What is the Goonies? Whether you are a fan of this amazing film, which has had legs for a very long time, that's a term they use in the film industry. It's a cult film. It's a film which has galvanized youth all over the world and still has folks today who think it is the ultimate, and they have to make a pilgrimage to Astoria to see where it was filmed. So on the weekend of Thursday, June 4th through the 7th, Sunday the 7th, this year there will be a Goonies celebration. And why you need to know about this, whether you're a Goonie fan or not, we will find out in the next half an hour. Today, my guest is Regina Wilkie. Regina is the marketing manager for the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Regina. I'm so glad you're here.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having me.
And you are in the midst of all things Goonie right now.
Yes. Goonie is on the brain.
Okay. And before we start talking about the history of this film, why it's important, and what it does for this community, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I have worked at the Chamber since I was 15, so that's 18 years if you're counting, with a little gap in there that I took off to explore other options and came right back because that's my home. I love it there. I moved to the Astoria area, to Warrenton, actually, when I was 13, lived in Texas before that.
And as the marketing manager, you're involved with a lot of things the Chamber does. The Astoria Warrenton Chamber has probably most people are familiar with the two big fundraisers, which is the Crab Festival.
Yes, the Astoria Warrenton Crab Seafood and Wine Festival, which we just wrapped up, and it was a nice, successful year. Did a good job at our event with our new event coordinator, Kelsey.
And then in the fall, you have?
We have the Great Columbia Crossing, 10K across the bridge. Registration just opened. GreatColumbiaCrossing.com. Sign up now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we are. We're in May, and but that sells out. I mean, people come from all over to run across the bridge and walk across the bridge.
Yeah, it's such a unique experience for people to be able to do that, and we do have a capacity for that event. So, unfortunately, we have to close it at 3,500 people, and it does reach that.
Okay. Well, Goonies, G-O-O-N-I-E-S. For someone who is just listening to this program and has no idea what we're talking about, what is The Goonies?
The Goonies is one of those nostalgic films from the 80s. It was filmed in 1985 and featured a cast of kids who go on an adventure to find a treasure. And their ultimate goal is to save their home from being redeveloped. The home is on the hills of Astoria, and the developer was going to replace it with a golf course, which is quite amusing for those of us in town. And so it's one of those movies that really connected to that generation. If you watched it when you were just the right age, at that time, you either fell in love with it and learned every word to it and watched it repeatedly, or it just has a nice soft spot in your heart for a film from your childhood.
The phrases that most often come to mind when people talk about the Goonies are, there are two that I can think of. What are the two that come to your mind?
Like quotes from the film?
Yes.
Hey, you guys.
Okay.
And Goonies never say die.
Goonies never say die.
So that is the ultimate attitude of the movie. You know, the kids are going to persevere and find a way to keep their neighborhood together and their friendship together. And then also the It All Starts Here is kind of a cool one, too, that we like to use because Astoria is, you know, the pivotal point for that.
Okay. The movie was filmed here. It was a Steven Spielberg film before Steven Spielberg was Steven Spielberg, the famous film director.
Yes, he was just getting started in Amblin Entertainment, and he was a second unit director. So he actually did some of the scenes here in Astoria. And Richard Donner directed most of the rest of the scenes.
And there are, how many are of characters are there? Are there four that are the main characters?
There are four main characters and then three others that are pretty prominent as far as the kids go. And then there are three adults that are pretty prominent in the movie too.
Okay.
There's a nice range.
So it's an adventure. And actually, Portland Monthly this month has an interview with Sean Astin, one of the actors in the film, and the question was asked. It said, "The Goonies, a wacky 80s caper film about lost treasures on the Oregon coast, somehow still has a cult following. Why do you think the film has endured for so long?" And his answer was, "The movie is, in an interesting way, of its time. The 80s were a golden era of a certain kind of fantasy film where the sense of adventure and youth were allowed to exist side by side. People hear the first few bars of the soundtrack and they're instantly in 1985. Those sounds, the Cyndi Lauper movie, music, the fun we were having, people all over the world have that sense of closeness with the Goonies. It represents their time and their lives wherever they are." And you have certainly experienced that because you have people coming for events like the 20th, the 25th, from all over the world.
Yep. Yep. And every day into our visitor center from all over the world. And it's certainly tied to that generation that saw it when it first came out in the 80s. But it's awesome to see new, you know, kids coming in now that have found the movie and fallen in love with it, too. So it's multi-generational.
There's an innocence about it. Mm-hmm. And I was telling you just before we went on the air that just a few days ago, I had a top corporate executive here in Astoria for meetings about something completely different. And the only thing she really wanted to do was see the Goonies house. And this is, you know, you just think, okay, that's really amazing that that's the one thing that is really on your mind that you want to, you know, experience. And I know you have things at the chamber about the Goonies. And of course, we have the only film museum in Oregon. Yes, the Oregon Film Museum, which is heavy on Goonies, the jail.
Yes. Yep. It's in the jail that was in the movie. And then they've got a lot of display items from the Goonies, but they also, you know, pay homage to the whole Oregon film industry. So, and yeah, we're very fortunate to have them.
The Goonies film was filmed in Astoria and in Cannon Beach, pretty
primarily.
Much. Okay, yeah. Exactly.
They were here for 3 weeks, I believe, doing all the filming.
Okay. And there's also a particular kind of, I don't know, is it a dance? What is it that when people refer to this, you think a candy, but really it's not. What is it that people talk about?
The truffle shuffle.
What is the truffle shuffle? For those who don't know about Goonies and are now learning about Goonies, the truffle shuffle is a huge piece of this.
So I'm going to back up and say that the intro of the movie introduces the main characters, the kids from the film for the most part. And you see Chunk, one of the characters, watching a police chase. And the police chase continues through town and kind of goes by each of the other kids. And you, none of them notice it. They're busy doing other things. So it's sort of how they introduce all the characters. So Chunk shows up at the home, which is the Goonies' house out there on 38th Street. And they won't let him in the house until he does the truffle shuffle. So he has to stand on a stump and raise his shirt and shake his little belly around. And all the kids kind of laugh and have a good time. And then they open the gate and let him in. So it's kind of this silly little dance that he does. But I imagine that the homeowner sees a lot more bare bellies looking out her window than she ever imagined she would from all the fans that go and recreate that scene.
Okay, so you just, to do the truffle shuffle, you just have to pull your t-shirt up or something and just shake your tummy?
I say no, no skin is totally fine where we're concerned when we do our little truffle shuffle events. But yeah, you shake your belly and just kind of have fun, relax, let
okay.
all your cares drift away.
And I remember seeing town really full of people on the 25th anniversary. I know that Mayor Willis Van Dusen, several years ago, how long ago did he declare June 7th Goonies Day?
He did that at our second major anniversary at the one in 2010, the 25th anniversary. We declared Goonies Day on June 7th because that's the day the film came out to theaters in 1985. So that made sense for that to be Goonies Day. And we've celebrated ever since. In 2011, 12, 13, and 14, we had, you know, small events to welcome Goonie fans to get together and participate in that with us. A little treasure hunt. And then the Oregon Film Museum started doing the world's, or not the world's, Astoria's largest group of people doing the truffle shuffle together. And that will take place again in a couple weeks. You can
I know
be a part of it.
We're going to talk about all the activities that you have going on, and also the fact that if you have a little time on June 4th, 5th, or 6th, or 7th? I guess actually you just need volunteers on the 5th, 6th, and 7th?
4th through the 7th. And if you want to come give us a hand setting things up or tearing things down, we'll take people before and after, too.
Yeah, and there are some special surprises that will happen for people who volunteer for this. It just seems like it's going to be a great day of fun. And you have great days of fun, actually, starting on Thursday, June 4th. And we're going to talk about those events in a minute. Why don't we talk a little bit about who the sponsors are for the big events? Because it's the 30th anniversary celebration. I know for the 25th, I saw the streets filled with tourists from all over the world, literally all over the world. People were flying to Portland and driving to Astoria just for Goonies.
Yeah, it's amazing the reach that the film has and where people come from. We are very fortunate to have some great sponsors specifically for the event. Dark Horse Comics is a comic book company publisher based in Milwaukee, Oregon. They have helped us out with some design work, graphic design work, as well as some placement of ads in their publications. And they are going to be here at the event, kind of the anchor for our 80s con trade show that will be there. Geocaching is based in Seattle, and they are putting together and fully sponsoring our treasure hunt activity for all of our attendees. So if you want to go explore the community and have a little fun while you're doing it, that is an awesome way to do that, our One-Eyed Willie treasure hunt. KOA from Astoria Warrenton is another major sponsor for the event, and they've had their crew helping us out with the planning and setting things up too, so their help has been invaluable. Then also locally, the Best Western and Clammy 99.7. Clammy 99.7 is actually going to be renamed Goonie 99.7 that weekend and play all 1985 hits. So if you need to get your soundtrack for the weekend, that'll be a good way to do it. And Dr. Pepper through Van Dusen Beverages is a partner with us. And then Intercom radio stations in Portland, including 94.7, is also helping us out with some Portland promotion.
Yes, and of course, obviously, the Chamber, the Oregon Film Museum, Columbia Memorial Hospital, and Cannon Beach.
Yep, the Cannon Beach Chamber is helping us organize events down there. The hospital is allowing us to use Warren Field. It's amazing the community support that comes out for this event.
You have a lot of work to do, Regina. You've been doing it for a long time, and I know you're in the middle of it, and it's going to be ongoing for the next 2.5 weeks.
It's worth it.
You love this, don't you?
I have to admit, I'm not gaga for the film, but I love the fans. The fans really seem to have a soft spot in their heart for Astoria and the north coast of Oregon, and it's all for them. So it's really fun to see them come and experience our community. And, they're very respectful and, love to be here. So it's great whenever, we can host a group like that, and the community really benefits from having them here.
Maybe there's a sweetness and an innocence of that era and something in the spirit of the film that resonates with these people, so that just all the Goonies fans are just like really, really nice.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns, and today we're talking about the 30th anniversary celebration of the film, the 1980s film, The Goonies, which is coming up in Astoria, Oregon on June 4th through June 7th. And in the studio, I have Regina Wilkie. Regina is the marketing manager at the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to talk about some of the events now. If people want to get tickets for events, they are available where?
Locally, you can go to the Liberty Theater box office and buy your tickets. And you can go online through the goondocs.org, our event website, for a link to Tickets West to get the tickets as well. And all the tickets are set up to be will call at our headquarters for the event. So if you want to try and buy them in person the weekend of, that would be the same place to go, which is at the Astoria Armory, which is another great sponsor letting us use their facility for the event.
What is, for people who don't know, what is the Goondocks? Because the website, again, is the, T-H-E, Goondocks, GOONDOCKS.org. You also have a Facebook page, Twitter. So what is the Goondocks?
The Goondocks is where the Goonies get their name. That's how they refer to their neighborhood in the movie. It's the Goondocks. So they're in the city of Astoria, but their neighborhood is the Goondocks. And so the kids are called Goonies.
Okay. And we have, we can't mention names, but you have some celebrities coming.
We have one that I will be announcing very soon. I just need to get all my paperwork in order. So stay tuned for that. And then we do have a couple behind the scenes type celebrities that are going to be joining us. The stunt double for Sloth in the film will be here talking about what it was like on set. And he has a 30-year history in Hollywood, so he's got some neat stories that aren't necessarily Goonie related too that he's willing to talk to anybody about. Mark Marshall was one of the production team members, and the best way I've heard his job described is that he was a kid wrangler. So he made sure all the kids got to where they needed to be during filming. And then we have some local folks that were involved in the production, too, that will be a part of those presentations about what it was like behind the scenes, including Mick Alderman, Paul Gillum, who was on the city staff at the time of the filming, and Patrick Lines.
Oh, that's great. And I know that you have a lot of media folks come in to cover this. And the probably the most famous trade publication in Hollywood is Variety. And there is actually a reporter coming from the Variety in Hollywood, in L.A., coming up for this celebration. And I know there's a lot of coverage that happens really worldwide about this. So there will be media folks along with all the fans.
Yep, it's great. We have, I think, 14 people that we're giving press passes to that are on assignment coming to cover the event. And I'm sure we'll have a few more sign up for that allowance.
Okay. And let's start talking about the events, like what's happening on June 4th. So when you buy a ticket, is it a ticket that covers everything? Then you can get into the armory for all the cool things that are happening in there.
We did the tickets a la carte this time. I need to back up. I forgot to mention one of the most important guests that's coming, Mr. Perkins, who was the developer who was going to tear down the Goonies house, was portrayed by Kurt Hansen, and he lives in the Portland area, and he has been at all of our events in the past, so he will be here again.
Good.
Surprising and delighting the fans throughout the weekend. So
excellent.
So tickets for the events, there are some that are free, like coming to the armory and checking out our official merchandise store, and the setup of booths for our what we're calling 80s con is free admission. So everybody's welcome to come and do that. The treasure hunt is also a free activity to partake in. And then we have some events that are ticketed, starting with Friday morning. We'll have bus tours running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So this will be the way for fans to get around town and see all the film locations, not just from the Goonies, but we'll also mention some of the sites along the way from Short Circuit and Free Willy and Kindergarten Cop and all that fun stuff. And some historical sites, too, and tell them what else there's cool about our area. Then beyond bus tours, we will also have some of our behind-the-scenes presentations going on, two a day on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that'll be, you know, slideshow-type presentation where those folks will talk about their experiences and then also answer questions. And then other items that are ticketed through us include, drawing a blank.
There's a concert at Warren
Field. Yes, the concert at Warren Field, which is a fabulous way to kind of let all our fans say farewell to the field, since that will be redeveloped in the near future for the hospital. And that will include one of the favorites from the 2010 event, the Whiskey Rebellion. They're a bluegrass band that did a video for a tribute to the Goonies, and they did an awesome job on that, and it just took off on YouTube. And we found out about it right before the event in 2010, invited them to be a part of that, fan favorites. And then we have a couple Portland up-and-coming singers coming to be a part of that and doing a tribute basically to Cyndi Lauper and the Bangles and, you know, the soundtrack artists.
And when is the concert?
The concert is on Saturday night.
Okay.
And it is $10 to come to the concert. And we are hoping to get the largest group possible crammed in there on the field and in the stadium to do that truffle shuffle and set a high bar for our next record that we need to set for the group of people doing the truffle shuffle in Astoria. And we're also working on getting a drone photographer to fly over and take a picture of all of us, you know, having fun and doing that truffle shuffle. So
the concert at Warren Field is Saturday night, and then it says meet up with other fans at 80s Night Out. What is
80s Night Out is on Friday. And basically, we have invited all of the kind of nightlife type spots in town to theme their business 80s. So whether it's just playing 80s music or having their, you know, staff dress up or hosting costume contests, Right now, kind of the major thing happening is being corralled by the Astoria Event Center. Cindy, in all her spare time, has put together a little block party with an 80s cover band. And they're going to do a truffle shuffle contest there. And whoever they deem the best truffle shuffler will lead the truffle shuffle at Warren Field on Saturday night. Mm.
You also have a 5K run.
We do. That is going to happen in Cannon Beach. And that is Sunday morning. So a great way to kick off Goonies Day, June 7th. Work off all those extra baby Ruths and slices of pizza people have been eating to mark the Goonie weekend. And that will be right along the similar route to what you see in the opening scenes of the movie where they have a big car chase on the beach. So nice visual element for everyone.
And people can watch the Goonies on the big screen?
Yes, they have several opportunities for that. One of them at Warren Field. We'll finish off that concert with an outdoor movie showing. And then the Columbian Theater will be showing it a few times during the weekend, as well as the Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach is going to show it on Sunday.
So if you live on the North Coast and you haven't yet seen the Goonies, this is your opportunity. It's a great way to do it. And also, Regina, you need volunteers. You have a lot of events. Let's talk about what you need people to do and all the cool things that then they would be participating in and some little treats that they'll be getting.
Yeah, so like we mentioned at those activities, each of those needs manpower. So volunteers to be our hosts at various locations, act as our ambassadors and information, agents, as well as kind of to crowd monitor and make sure people are staying in bounds and that kind of stuff. So some of the jobs are always a little more glamorous than others, but everyone is equally important. We will need some tour guides to run buses to tell people about all those fabulous sights that they're seeing on the tour. We need people to help out at the retail store, whether it's someone with good cash handling experience, I'm talking to all you cashiers out there, come help us sell that merchandise and efficiently place their orders and get people out the door so they can move on to the next thing that they're going to go do.
And in the armory, that's where you would be able, that's really where the store is.
Yeah, the armory is ground zero. That's our headquarters. So if anyone is buying tickets for the weekend, they will have to come in there to pick them up. And we have our store there. So we have some exclusive 30th anniversary merchandise that can only be purchased at the event. And then we'll have about 30 vendors in that space as well, including local artists. Lulu, and some vendors that are coming from Las Vegas and the East Coast to be a part of this. So they saw what we were doing and thought it was a great match to their products, and they're going to bring them in. So there's original art, there's memorabilia from the 80s, all sorts of cool stuff.
It really seems like so much fun. It sounds like the entire town is going to be awash in 80s. Goonies, vibe. And how do people reach you in order to volunteer? Because if you're listening to this program and you have a little time to do a shift or you want to do it as a family, this is a wonderful way to get back to the community to volunteer. And Regina really does need some help with these shifts. So how do they reach you in order to talk about opportunities to volunteer?
I am not finding myself at my desk very often these days. So if you've left me a voicemail in the last week or two and I haven't called you back, you're still on my list, I promise. So calling me is not the best way to sign up to volunteer. I set up a link through thegoondocs.org for an Eventbrite type situation. So people can register if they want to help out on Thursday morning or Saturday afternoon. They can identify the time that they're available. And then they can check off the types of jobs that they're most interested in. And then we will get them placed on the schedule. So sign up online. If you have questions, you're free to call the chamber and see if I'm available or chat with other staff there or shoot me an email. I do try to respond to those within a day.
And so on the website is the listing of all the events, who's speaking, what's happening, when films are being shown, parties, dances, etc. That's all on the website. And then you can look at it and say, oh, I'm free here. And then they can just click on a button and they can get to you and say, I'm interested in doing, in doing something on Thursday. Because it sounds like Thursday is a day in which you kind of need set up at the armory.
Yep, we'll be moving in maybe a little earlier in that week, but we'll be open to the public by noon on Thursday with our store and with ticket pickup. And then Friday, everything is going full speed ahead. So that'll be our little practice day.
Okay, all right. So if you have time on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
When does this all end?
The last event will end at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay. All right. So we just have a couple minutes left, Regina. What else would you like the listening audience to know?
I also wanted to mention that over the years, the reception for the Goonies, I think, has grown partly because of the internet and the access to information and people's eagerness to share with all their friends their travels. So the neighbors in the area of the Goonies house have felt a huge impact on their daily lives, with extra people parking in the area and walking through the area. So I just want to express again how much we appreciate them being nice ambassadors for our community and, you know, welcoming those people in, even though some days it may be a little trying. We have worked with some of the neighbors since last summer on placing some new signs and trying to get people directed a little differently to go visit the Goonies house. So if someone you talk to is coming to town and asks what they should go see, we suggest sending them to the film museum first, so they can kind of get the background on it. And if they still want to see the house, you know, there are some great viewpoints from the Riverwalk and like the Columbia Field, or if they must go to the house to, you know, park in appropriate places and be respectful while they're there.
It's going to be a weekend, well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 4 through 7, of a lot of laughter, smiles, mm-hmm. fun, truffle shuffling. It sounds like, the kind of food you probably wouldn't buy at the Astoria Co-op, but maybe. I don't know. What are the main dishes people are going to be kind of requesting?
Well, you see a lot of pizza and a lot of reference to ice cream in the movie.
So ooh, some Fried and Scoop.
Fried and Scoop has some awesome flavors in mind for the weekend.
Some Goonie flavors at Fried and Scoop.
And
okay.
Baby Ruth candy bars.
All right. Okay, excellent. So all businesses will joyfully welcome the Goonies here.
Yep, we've organized this event to spread them through the town and try to make a nice boost to the economic development of our whole area as far as getting a little bit of extra sales and tourism at the beginning of the season. So,
well, Regina, I am in awe of your organizing capabilities, because I think you said you're expecting something like 15,000 people this year.
Yes, that's what we anticipate, since that's kind of what we had back in 2010. We think it'll be similar.
All right. Well, we can all be ambassadors. Goonies never say die.
Never say die.
And thank you so much. So if you want more information, go to the website, thegoondocs.org. Regina Wilkie at the Astoria Warrenton Chamber is really the ground zero, as will the armory be for those days. So get in touch with her. And again, thanks so much, Regina, for all your hard work.
No problem.
And see the movie, and either before you volunteer or while you're volunteering. I want to thank you for listening to Talk of Our Towns, and which airs each Wednesday morning, and also my gratitude to Kathleen Morgane, who was the engineer today, and my appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. Sometimes we're so busy we forget to deeply breathe, and that calms and relaxes us so that we can be more effective at what we're doing. And then think of all the things that are going well in your life, the good things. There will always be those things that don't go well. And there are always things that are going well. So focus on those good things with gratitude, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for you being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.